Art, the Sounders at one point this season had the best record in Major League Soccer and led the Western Conference, but they've been on a big slide lately. Three straight losses and two draws before that. What's going on?
It's really been bizarre because they were on such a roll and the wheels have come off so fast. A couple of the losses were 5-1 and 4-1. And there are two big reasons. These are reasons, not excuses. They've had some injuries and they've had call-ups by the U.S. men's national team. This year is a qualifying year for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. And the Sounders haven't experienced this because the World Cup is only every 4 years. And the last time where there was a World Cup qualifying round was in the Sounders' first year of 2009. So they didn't have the talent then to have players good enough to be part of the World Cup team. Now they do. And so the U.S. team has called up Eddie Johnson, Brad Evans, and they've also called up the new guy, Clint Dempsey, at various times for various games. And it's very disruptive to try to get any sort of continuity going with your team. And in addition, this team was assembled a little bit on the fly because Obafemi Martins, their striker from Nigeria, didn't come until April, and Clint Dempsey didn't come until August. So this is sort of made for a jumbled lineup, inconsistency, and a difficult time to integrate all of these different talents into a cohesive unit.
Well, that integration seems to be causing some problems in and of itself. You've got both Obafemi Martins and Clint Dempsey as designated players making a lot more money than the rest of the team.
Right. I think there is an ego issue here going on because in any sport, when you have players coming in who are making lots more money, the expectations are a lot greater. And there are jealousies and resentments, and few players will admit to it openly, but it's just human nature. And I'm not saying that this team is, you know, riven with discord and jealousy, but I think it's a part of the problem. Clint Dempsey just hasn't delivered. He is scoreless throughout his Sounders career, and he's been hurt, first a hamstring, and now, last Sunday in Portland, he came up with an injured shoulder. So his status is questionable for Saturday's game. You know, one goal from one guy you wouldn't think would be a big deal, but because he's making $5 million and many players on this team are making teacher salaries, I think there's an expectation that he needs to deliver, and one goal would help, I think, and it might help the tension on the team abate because they're not playing well either up front where he plays or even in the back line. The defense has been terrible.
So is the designated player rule a management problem?
It is. I think there is a real issue in MLS simply because you're allowed to pay three players over the salary cap at quite a high amount relative to the rest of the team. And I think that breeds resentment. So I think Siggy Schmidt, the head coach, has got his hands full dealing with some of those little political games that go on inside a club.
Well, we'll see if they can pull it off and make it to the playoffs this season.
They have another home game against the Galaxy on the 27th. They should get a win out of one of these two games and make the playoffs. But then what the team looks like after that is anybody's guess.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.